Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of June, we will be exploring the topic, enjoying His peace. June 10, His Watchfulness. Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? Mark 4, verse 40. My grandparents lived in a small village, and as a child, I loved visiting them. There was a large hospital with a swimming pool next to it, and I used to spend most of my days there because it was such a treat for me. But that section of the country was prone to sudden summer storms that could be quite violent. So as soon as I would see that the clouds were getting dark, I would start running towards my grandparents' place, which was a couple of miles from the hospital, and I was always certain that my mom would be waiting for me. The disciples encountered a severe storm with a fierce gale of wind, and they couldn't control their boat. Mark 4, verse 37. These experienced fishermen were running out of options. They were sure that they were perishing. Jesus was sleeping in the stern, on the pillow usually found under the coxswain's seat. There is no doubt that the disciples were terrified of the storm, and that's why they woke him up. Mark tells us that aside from their fear, they were struggling with something else, which is revealed in their rebuke of Jesus. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Mark 4, verse 38. They were doubting Jesus' personal interest in them, questioning his vigilance and watchfulness over them. Does it matter to you that we are dying? That we have no way out? Do you care? How often this question arises in our own minds when we face difficulties that we don't understand. But Jesus is always watchful of his children in the storm. After stilling the tempest, Jesus addressed them. Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? Mark 4, verse 40. After all you have witnessed of my power and love, do you still doubt if I care? Do you still wonder if I will act on your behalf? In a storm, we must be absolutely certain of God's care for us. Otherwise, what do we have left? An author suggested adding the word personally to 1 Peter 5, verse 7 in order to internalize this truth. Casting all your anxiety on Him because He personally cares for you. He personally cares, never doubt it. And yes, He cared so much that He died in our place.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!